the classic Cut Your Bangs. That's Radiator Hospital. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, WMFO.org on the internet. I'm Bill, DJing on Wednesday mornings after the Whirlpool. Coming up in this first set is Flume. This is Childbirth.
Is she really going out with him?
Happened to me. I feel so strange. for what you did. I don't deserve somebody this great.
Thing you can never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Expectation. I'm not getting excited, 'cause the light on the fire's gonna be hiding when it flashes. And-
I'm Not Getting Excited, that's the Beth. Their record is called Jump Rope Gazers. Flume with Holdin' On, New Rose by The Damned, and Let's Be Bad by Childbirth. There's someone from Chastity Belt in that band. Thanks for listening to College Radio. Tufts University students, I guess, coming back. I don't think anyone's going in the studio at WMFO on the Tufts campus, and there's been a lot of discussion in the local news about how many students should come back to campus and stuff like that. But I'm here taping. I'm taping in my closet, but that's what I mean by here, not on the Tufts University campus. And we've been doing that all summer, and this is what it sounds like. This is Chet Faker.
Good. I stay loyal, I stay for it. I stay for it. I stay loyal, I stay for it. I stay for it. I stay loyal, I stay for it. I stay for it. I stay loyal, I stay for it. I stay for it. I stay loyal, I stay for it. I stay
Everybody's known. Where you think you're going and going nowhere. Saddle up, handle that, feel that boy. Who captures life, who takes what's left, who's there? I'm in next already, no more killer cardi. Like I told you, don't toss me, what's up with it? I stay north, stimulation overload with a care for it. This is tied by the man, some healthy sh**. I've seen it, I've been it. And the leader feels like Jay. North, I'm moving in the clink, John, and don't sleep till day. Let's close my bed. I stay north. 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 I stay north
That's Avlov, New England band, with Halfway Fine from 018. I've seen footage by Death Grips, the one that sampled Push It. And we started with Chet Faker, who is the dude named Nick Murphy, and his jam Talk Is Cheap. Here's the dude named Dev Hines recording as Blood Orange.
Bye.
WMFO, that's Pup. That dude likes to yell. The song Kids from Pup. The Mars Volta did The Widow. And You're Not Good Enough from Blood Orange. He actually says you're never good enough, or you were never good enough, but it's called You're Not Good Enough. This band needs an apostrophe in their name, and they intentionally don't use it. It's Tiger's Jaw.
Thank you. Rain came down since the day we got home.
Called Echo, that's Balance and Composure. ESG, which stands for Emerald, Sapphire, and Gold, did You're No Good, which is not the Linda Ronstadt song. We started the set with Tiger's Jaw, who are pals with Balance and Composure, and the Tiger's Jaw song called The Sun. I'm Bill. It's fun DJing on Wednesday mornings. To be honest, as you know, I do this days ahead of time and then put it on the computer and it plays on Wednesday morning. And I'll be back next Wednesday morning. I'm going to leave you today with Television, the Drug of a Nation by the Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy, and this one, which is new from L.A. Witch. It's called I Wanna Lose. Goodbye.
Oh, Love the 80s, but tired of the usual hits. Satisfy your 80s fix with DJ Savoir Faire on Songs from the Squid Pod, Friday nights at 10 p.m.
This is a great social opportunity for us. Come on!
I think I'm nearly found you.
Meet me in Downbeats, titillate your 80s chakra, and exhale through your inner garage. Songs from the Squid Pod with
My name is
Friday nights at 10 p.m.
It's a date. It's a scam. Whatever. All right.
Only on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Well, on a brighter note,
commercial break.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears.
Stop about every 1,000 miles ain't asking too much, is it?
You might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal.
I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation. Breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is the reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is a new headache remedy. Absorbed in its world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formulated bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses. Co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected on television? The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's concentrate.
Better living through television.
TV, is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we've created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the whore. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar-sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a Union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
Chaos in exchange. Chaos.
and new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, PNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia, where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects, where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
Well, on a brighter note,
commercial break.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears.
Stop about every 1,000 miles ain't asking too much, is it?
You might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal.